Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 26, 2020. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. OnePlus announced two new phones in its mid-range Nord lineup. The N10 5G costs €349 and is powered by the Snapdragon 690 system on a chip, supporting sub-6 GHz 5G, and comes with a 90 Hz screen, 6 GB of RAM, and 128 GB of expandable storage. The N100, meanwhile, costs €199 and offers a Snapdragon 460 system on a chip, a large 5,000 mAh battery, and three rear cameras. Both offer rear fingerprint readers and run Android 10. The N100 comes out on November 10th in the UK and Europe, with the N10 arriving later in November. Unlike the original Nord, OnePlus says it plans to eventually make both devices available in North America. Facebook began rolling out free-to-play cloud gaming in its main Facebook app on Android and the web across select states in the U.S. These games will be offered alongside Facebook's existing catalog of HTML5-based games it already offers. Games that support Facebook login will carry over a player's game progression through mobile apps. According to Facebook's VP of Play, Jason Rubin, the company is open to offering premium games and integrating experiences with Facebook gaming live streaming, but has no plans at launch. Facebook will take a 30% commission on all in-app purchases on its platform, as well as a cut of advertising. GitHub removed 18 projects related to the Python library YouTube DL following a legal request from the RIAA. The library enabled developers to download YouTube video and audio source files. The RIAA argued in its letter to GitHub that the library violates the anti-circumvention portion of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, saying the source code's description makes it clear it's designed to get around YouTube's technical protection measures in order to download copyrighted work. Google removed three apps from the Play Store aimed at young users after being alerted that these may violate the company's data collection policies. The nonprofit watchdog International Digital Accountability Council found that the apps Princess Salon, Number Coloring, and Cats in Cosplay used SDKs that could potentially send users static Android IDs and dynamically generated Android advertising IDs to publishers, which when combined could be used to track geolocation over time. The three apps had been downloaded more than 20 million times, and other apps from the publishers are still available on the Play Store. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey will voluntarily testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on November 17th to discuss recent content moderation decisions regarding the New York Post story on Hunter Biden. The committee approved a motion to subpoena the two to compel testimony, but had not formally issued them. As part of Microsoft's planned deprecation of Internet Explorer, starting with Edge 87, trying to access a small number of sites in IE will automatically open the site in Edge. A list of sites is managed by Microsoft's engineers and includes 1,156 entries, including YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, ESPN, eHarmony, and GoDaddy. Enterprise users will be able to set a group policy to disable the forced loading, and Microsoft will open a pop-up window when Edge launches, explaining why it opened the newer browser. A California appeals court said Thursday that Uber and Lyft must follow the AB5 law and reclassify their drivers as employees, confirming a lower court ruling from August. Once the ruling is formalized, both companies will have 30 days to comply, giving them time to see how California votes on Prop 22, which would overturn AB 5 and make the ruling moot. Ride-hailing company Grab says its revenues for Q3 are back to 95% of pre-COVID-19 numbers despite continuing lockdowns in several of the Southeast Asian cities it operates in. In a newsletter obtained by Tech in Asia, Grab president Ming Ma says food delivery now generates more than 50% of Grab's revenue. Tech in Asia also notes that successful travel startup Traveloka says it anticipates breaking even by early 2021 at the latest. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Debbie Wu report that, according to sources, Apple is working on updates to its AirPod and AirPod Pro earbuds with new wireless chips and designs. The standard AirPods will reportedly look more similar to the current Pros, with replacement ear tips and better battery life, but not getting things like noise cancellation. The new Pros, meanwhile, would be designed to fill the ear with no stem, although Apple is reportedly still working on integrating the earbud tech into a smaller package. The company reportedly discussed launching the refreshed standard AirPods in the first half of 2021. LG launched its FN7 tone-free wireless earbuds in South Korea, offering active noise cancellation using a 3-microphone array. Like other LG earbuds, it's also available with a UV nano case that uses UV light to kill a claimed 99.9% of harmful bacteria on the device. The FN7 buds will also come to North America and Europe later in Q4. And finally, researchers from Stanford and Samsung developed an OLED display with a display density of over 10,000 pixels per inch. This uses OLED films to emit light between two reflective surfaces, with pixels 2.4 microns wide with 4 equal-sized subpixels. Researchers say the display offers twice the luminance efficiency of standard OLED displays, with a higher color purity as well. The researchers could see such high pixel density useful in VR and AR headsets for better immersion. Based on their research, the theoretical scaling limit for the tech is 20,000 pixels per inch, with a trade-off of less brightness for additional density. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.